This is the Land Use Committee, and we are all here, and maybe we can start with Yuri.
We can start with me, and I will tap dance for just a couple minutes while Haley is coming down.
You take requests.
I do take requests. Yeah, I'm horrible. But Haley is working with a customer. One of the things that's not on the agenda that I would like to, well, here's Haley. At a future committee, I want to talk to council about some ideas that we have for the comprehensive plan. Right now, the comp plan is very text-heavy. I don't know if anyone has read it. I know one person has. The answer probably is no. Most people don't read the comp plan. There are a lot of opportunities to make it much more of a tool, much more interactive, and much more accessible.
We can turn it into a play that we put on each year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Musical.
Yeah.
So, comp plan, the musical.
Oh, God. Well, so Greg will be singing. But at some point in the future, we do want to bring that to you. But now Haley's here, and so I'm done tap dancing.
Hi, sorry for being late. Is this at the counter with somebody?
Yes, is that in here?
Yep. It's down. Just having her go down to the... That one? Keep going. It should be with the class. So, this is a plat amendment application that we've received for a preliminary plat that was approved back in 2007 for Skyview Ridge. And the original proposal was for 24 lots. And they're now proposing to add 3 lots in this area. And this was previously identified as a wetland area. And we require a new wetland study every 5 years. So when they were moving this project forward, they had a consultant go out there and delineate this area and found that there were not hydraulic soils present because of the development, most likely from the north, and the stormwater facilities had dewatered it. So now they're proposing to add 3 lots into this area to total 27 lots.
So wetlands can go away?
Yeah, they're dynamic and they change over time. They can shrink or expand, so.
Just dewater them and then like you can go on?
The Church Road project and the Main Street project have made those areas a lot drier. See Mr. Hong property.
Sure. Well, and Clyde Watkins' property.
And Clyde Watkins.
Sure.
So this went through the same process as a preliminary plat one. So we noticed it to the property owners within 300 feet, and we required a new CEPA since the lots were increasing. And it went through the hearing examiner process, and we had a public hearing on April 2nd. And there was a few neighbors who attended that were more just curious on what the change was. They kind of knew development was coming into that area, so they just kind of wanted to see the layout. And we explained it to them, and there didn't seem to be any issues with it for as far as the people who showed up. And the hearing examiner recommended approval.
Is this a PUD?
No.
So they didn't attempt to take advantage of the new lot averaging? I would think in theory they could have added another 6 lots there under the new code?
Right, yeah, well, we interpreted it as those 24 lots that were originally approved in 2007 were subject to the previous zoning.
I understand that,
then,
sure.
Yeah, these 3 lots. So, I mean, they just wanted to add those 3 lots and not take advantage of the current
but
zoning.
They could have,
yeah.
Interesting exercise.
What's the little hatching on the elbow up to Big Sky?
That's an access road to the stormwater. Oh, wait.
Keep going.
The macaroni shape.
Keep on the left, right side. Right side above track day. Yeah, that.
Yeah, that's an access road to the stormwater facility.
I think that hatching represents gravel as opposed to asphalt.
Any more questions?
In the staff report, we added a sentence under the analysis that said we recommended approval because there would be no net change of lots in the area. And the applicant doesn't want that to be part of it because he just said it's just a coincidence that they're removing 3 lots from Big Sky and adding 3 lots over here and wants them to be separate. So we'd want to take that part out probably.
So yeah. When these plats originally came in, the 2 subdivisions, there's one to the east, which is Big Sky.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one that we're talking about, which is Skyview Ridge. They shared a stormwater pond. They are, right now, because they need to enlarge the stormwater pond slightly, taking lots away from Big Sky and putting them on Skyview Ridge. So there's no net increase in the total development in the area at this point, mm-hmm. but they wanted us to eliminate that because potentially they might want to.
Right, and that this wasn't in any of the hearing examiner reports or original staff report. It was just added for the city council report, so we can just take that out.
It's a public meeting. It's not a public hearing.
I can send you
closed record. Closed record. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Any motion or anything from us?
You could, but you're not obligated.
Yeah.
Okay. No complaints from neighbors.
Didn't sound like any issues.
So we don't even need to move it forward. It's scheduled.
Yeah.
Great. That was a long meeting.
Good.
Anything else?
Do I do a quick review just so council knows some of them were involved in the whole Motel 6 thing?
Mm. Oh, does that have to? We can close the meeting though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we turn?